I have been making films for exactly 40 years. The very, very first film that I made was a Super 8 film in 1983. It really was a vessel into which I could discover something about myself. Now, I had never watched movies that way before. A few years before that, I had seen work by Chantal Ackerman or even the author Marguerite Duras. I had one of those Bing moments where I said, oh, wait, women make films? And people make films that are personal in the way that writing a journal can be, or drawing, or painting, or taking a photograph. And it can have that intimacy and also that sense of autonomy, that it can be an extension of your imagination in this very interior way. But then it also takes you into the world and has a fluidity between your home space and your public self. And that was just a shock to me. And so I actually took a Super 8 class at an art school in New York City. I'd already finished college. I finished the film, and I remember the teacher said to me, oh, you must have been a liberal arts student, because the film didn't really depend on a kind of script with a punchline at the end of soup. It was much more associative and textural and very much about process. I probably couldn't have used any of those words before. And it actually featured my closest friend who had grown up with me in Memphis. And we were both in New York at this moment. We were trying to figure out who we were going to be in our lives. And the film gave me that possibility. So in some ways, I've been doing that ever since. They're not all in any way autobiographical, but they are imprinted with a moment in time. And I love that working that way can give me solace and awareness and can give me an opportunity to think about politics and other things beyond my own sphere. And so, and poetry does the same thing for me. You know, I just like seeing how images and text can confront each other and embrace each other.
So is there a moment in time as you were becoming the artist that you are today, you know, at the beginning of your professional career, where you remember a work of art or a film that was really influential to you, that still is part of your forming, I guess?
Okay, I'm going to answer this question, and you're probably going to say, oh, she planned that, but I really do mean it. So in 1986, I made a film called Drawn and Quartered, and the film was shot on the roof of the San Francisco Art Institute, where I was a student. And I asked my then boyfriend to take off his clothes. I took off my clothes, and we each took the camera back and forth and filmed each other. And I used an old regular camera, and then didn't develop or process it in the traditional way. So it ends up being a frame with four images, so quartered. And so I played on that word drawn and like that form of punishment to draw, like when you draw and quarter, you split someone into four pieces. It's very violent. But in this case, it was actually kind of like a love poem. And I think actually I probably had seen Fuses by that time. And so the idea that you were both holding the camera and in front of the camera, I'm almost positive. I had to have seen it because in 1987, I went back to Memphis to teach like a summer class to not that I really knew anything, but, you know, to some, college students? That seems strange. I was pretty young then. But anyway, and I remember showing Fuses, and I can tell you that was actually problematic. And we can talk about it. So I know I'd already seen it, and I know that I had thought it was revelatory and that it was a film in which both the man and the woman were engaged with each other, celebrating each other. I guess I could say empowered in some ways, but also not empowered, just being. Fuses had been really important to me, but I have to say at the same time, I read Laura Mulvey's article. Okay, so Laura Mulvey wrote an article on the male gaze, and it was extremely important. And she was looking at, and very influential. And she said that whether or not you're a woman or a man, or now we would say, or non-binary, you still pick up a camera and you replicate the male gaze because you've been so influenced by culture that you have to really reconfigure your way of seeing in order to confront that. And it's not any more powerful for men than it is for women because we're so conditioned that way. And so to read that and then to see Fuses at really the same time was like finding a manifestation of what it was to make images from a female perspective. To say, yes, we understand what you're saying, popular culture, Laura Mulvey, but this is what it is to experiment. That's why I actually like the word experimental film, because you're pushing, you're trying out new things and you don't know what the answers will be. So those two experiences coming together were so important to me. So I do remember showing Fuses to, I think, a group of young women. And I was, gosh, I was like 25 or 6 at the time. So I guess I was just teaching like a workshop on filmmaking in Memphis. And I showed Fuses and I didn't frame it. I just showed it. And because I thought it could stand on its own, I wasn't testing the audience or me, but you know how that is. Like, let's talk about who Carol E. Schneeman is. And the group of students were very critical of it. And they didn't like that she showed her body in this very sensual way. And so I got very defensive, and I would still show it today. And I continued to show it. I never hesitated. But I wasn't at that moment prepared for the nuances of what it is to be a feminist. And now I think I can acknowledge that different women have different ways of representing the body, you know, and Carol E.'s way suited so many people and she's a hero, but other people, you know, have ambivalence about it, let's say, or critique. And so, but that makes the work just as strong to me.